2013. 16 minutes on the first mile. Given how dark and dank it is, that's not too shabby. It started raining yesterday afternoon. It's pretty much rained all night long. It's not raining at the moment, although it's still pretty overcast. It's very dark. And I got out a couple of minutes early this morning just to try to get this taken care of, get it out of the way so that I can clear the deck for quarter share typo reports. Not that I got half share finished, by the way. I worked on it all day yesterday. Still crap. I can't believe there's so much really ugly writing in this book. So I have to put it down, because today I have to focus on getting quarter shares files uploaded, because there may be as much as 48 hours between the time I upload and the time the new files become available. And I want those new files available on Friday when I put the price down to 99 cents. So it should be cool. But today's the day I have to work on the files. And I have to get quarter shares put together. And then we'll see where we are.
Morning.
Good morning. Ah. Low-hanging branch covered with water. I walked into it and smacked myself right in the face. Ew. So, yeah. It was a good day yesterday. It was a very, 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 very busy day. Today's not going to be probably as productive just because it's going to get broken up again today. Not necessarily in a good way, but broken up nevertheless. The sprinkler guys didn't finish their work yesterday. We got the bill for the tree service. Yikes. Glad I got money coming in October, that's all I can say. Because the sprinkler guys are going to be another substantial bill. Yikes. At any rate, here we go. The play season started last night. Younger daughter is a student director. And of course, she had to be there right at 7 and was there till 10 past 10. She's moving real slow this morning. So am I, for that matter. Not up to my usual hijinks. Or low jinx. Actually, just barely crawling. I kind of hope this is one of those mornings where she wants to stop by and get takeout breakfast, because I could use something. A little bit different. I suppose I could come home, make a fried egg sandwich. Oh, I also have to get groceries again this morning. I got groceries yesterday morning. A lot of non-perishables and stuff. I also got a package of chicken. And threw it in a trunk and then went to therapy. It was still very early. Why, what a noisy truck. It was still very early and so I got out of therapy, came home, and the sprinkler guys were there, so I had to get them going. And then completely forgot about the chicken in the trunk. I remembered it in the middle of the afternoon. So yeah, that went right from the trunk into the trash. It was probably okay. It was still cool to the touch. But I wasn't anywhere near 45 degrees or whatever it should have been in order to be safe for that amount of time. I didn't dare risk it for $5 worth of chicken. So I'll have to go to the grocery store again today, so I'll have something to fix for dinner tonight. My wife is planning on staying home all day today. She has a doctor's appointment this morning and another one this afternoon. So, yeah, she'll be home. Smells kind of funky today. I hope it's not me, but it shouldn't be. I showered yesterday. It has a kind of wet campfire smell this morning. I wonder if I should get something in. Fire up the barbecue pit today. I keep buying ribs and then they stay in the fridge too long and then I have to throw them out. I'm getting tired of throwing out food because I've been too lax in processing it. Oh, there's another noisy truck. I wonder what it is with noisy trucks this morning. I'm about 10 minutes early, so maybe it's just normal traffic for this time of day on a weekday. So the new characters for the new story are coming along nicely. I've spent a little bit of time the last few days bringing their skills up. I'm about ready to start a new company in World. It'll be the same company as the stories. I'm not going to say what the company name is because if I say too much about it, then I'm sure I'm going to go in and find that somebody's already done it. I'm still trying to get a response from the person or persons who've registered Ishmael Horatio Huang as a character name. See if they want to sell the character as apparently not an active character, which is kind of a pain. Which means it'll sit there forever. Well, I was cold, and then I walked hard, and now I'm sweaty and cold. Ugh. It's because it's so sticky, it's so humid. Monk pole. Yuck, a wet monk pole. Everything is wet this morning. Soggy. Wet and soggy. Says it's recording, but it's not really showing anything on the recorder. That's not too surprising. It's generally when I get it off the machine in the morning, there's almost a flat line. You can just barely see where the microphone has picked up my voice. I have not yet figured out how to adjust that so that the recording level is higher. Perhaps it's just as well. Because I notice that when I do amplify it up, when I do run it through the processor, while the bottom levels do come up with it, everything else comes up as well. A lot of clicky-clicky lately. I'm not quite sure what that's about anymore. Maybe it means I'm just due for a new headset or something. A lot of stuff on the ground this morning. I guess it's not too surprising. We had thunder showers for, at least 4 hours, probably closer to five. I think they started around 5 o'clock and went through till, they were still bumping around at 10 o'clock when I was picking up a kid, so that's 5 hours. We don't frequently get extended showers like that. We don't get that kind of extended rain. My daughter was commenting that we have a drizzle that sometimes lasts for as much as an hour, and then we have a gully washer that lasts for 5 minutes. It doesn't seem to be anything other than that in terms of rain pattern around here. And I accept that's pretty much a good assessment. The good soaking rain that I remember from living in many places, Buffalo, in Maine, Kodiak, it always rained. But here it just doesn't rain. It doesn't rain that much. It's one of the reasons everybody has a sprinkler system. Because without it, lawns would be a lot like my backyard. Okay, well. We get the trees trimmed down, we get the shrubbery trimmed down, we get the last big expense for the moment, which is the sprinkler systems rebuilt. And then we can work on patching the lawn. I got some lawn patch, it's in the trunk of my car. Some interesting kind of material. It comes in a bag mixed with a mulch and grass seed. And you sort of scuff up the dirt where you want the patch to go and spread the mulch around. And it spreads the grass seed around. And then you water it down so it's got good contact with the loose soil. And wait. And with any luck, you'll have a lawn again. I've got several places where having a lawn again would be cool. It's starting to lighten up again now. Still don't see any sunrise, but there's a light behind the cloud, so it's not as dark as it was. I can actually see where my feet are, which is a good thing. They're right there at the end of my legs. Mud puddles everywhere. It is Tuesday. You have to remember what has to happen today on Tuesday. So frequently confused these days. I hope it's not a sign of early onset Alzheimer's or something. My therapist assures me that it's completely and absolutely explainable by stress. I need to get the production train rolling again. I was doing really, really well for about 6 weeks. I was like, every day we had something new. It's been a couple of weeks now since something exciting's happened. I gotta feed my excitement junkie here. So we'll get quarter share fixed up today. We'll get all of the typo reports sorted by title and date, so I can tell which ones have been implemented and which ones haven't. And then we'll be able to get that process organized a little bit better. Somebody asked me once if I get a lot of typo reports, and it's like, no, not really.
2.0 miles in 33 minutes, 21 seconds. Lap pace, 17 minutes, 25 seconds per mile.
Yeah, 17 and a half on the backside. That's pretty much my walking and talking speed, so I don't see that changing too much very frequently. Especially not today. I'm just barely dragging. The daughter wasn't the only one who was up too late last night. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, I think tomorrow's going to be another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.